Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another PC Boys podcast. It is Logan coming back at you, and I got an interesting review today, and it's of Fortnite's new chapter and season. Now, I know what everybody's going to be saying. Who gives a damn about Fortnite? Well, let's be honest. Not a lot of us actually really care about Fortnite. We just, you know, want to talk about it, I guess, a little bit right now, and that's kind of what we're doing. So, Fortnite has launched, of course, their new season, or chapter, in the series, and really, I was not expecting a lot of changes. I was expecting it to be very much the same Battle Royale experience that we have come to know, with, of course, a new battle pass, you know, maybe some new features. This game has been rehauled within a 3-day period of being shut down, or 2-day period of being shut down. This game has a weapon upgrading system, which I have yet to do, but I have come across it within my first game, which I got 3 kills on. It also occurred to me, the graphics of the game actually have been updated. Like, if you go and look at older costumes cosmetics from the previous chapter, it's all changed. Like, the guns themselves have a different styles to them. They're different looks. Accuracy actually matters now. Like, when you shoot somebody in the head, it will hit them in the head. And it won't be like in chapter 1 where it was like a splooge effect where it may or may not hit the person, even if your cursor or your crosshair is over them. So that's good news. That was fixed. Graphics have been updated. There's a new level up system. So now the HUD has been also redefined, where if you look at the bottom of the screen, it shows how close you are to ranking up to your next level and the next stage of the battle pass, which you can also rank up through the battle pass now not only with having to collect XP and and doing challenges, but there are like challenges per game that you do, like simple little things that can help you rank up. Like, I realized I got to tier 3 really quickly compared to the previous 10 Fortnite seasons, where you would have to get XP, do challenges to unlock new ranks. No, not really. This new chapter has really revamped the way of getting through the battle pass in a much easier fashion. So, their battle pass is very similar to previous battle passes. You have your free stuff, you have your stuff for buying the battle pass, including your first 2 skins, which, of course, are different look base. And I realize they aren't doing, like, 4 different types of looks now, which is fine. But a lot of that stuff, like the main HUD and the main menu and everything, hasn't really changed. It's just the graphics have been rehauled. Even the default skin from the original Fortnite, it's gone. They rehauled the new stuff. Like, if you're playing as the male character, you look more tactical now. Like, you have a shotgun belt. You have a few magazines hanging off the side of you. It's pretty cool, and I'm not gonna lie. I was very impressed with it. I was like, Fortnite actually put in new features in the game, which actually may make me come back and play it for a while, which is nice. They still have the respawn system in, so that's cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the fact that they went through and did a graphic rehaul and legit made your skins like more in detail. Like, I went back and looked at Back Bling, all rehauled. Like, graphically, it looks like you can actually see detail in it now. The guns have been redone, like they're what they look like. They still do the same thing, but they look different. Like, the tac shotgun now is like shotgun shells hanging off the side of it, and it looks different. The pump shotgun looks different. The assault rifle even looks different, but it's not as noticeable, but it does. But yeah, just the map itself graphically looks a lot better. What else was there that was different? I didn't really see a ton of differences, but just enough to know that it's kind of a different experience now. You can now drive boats. But yeah, that's kind of all that I ran across when it came to the few games that I played. Of course, I'm not a huge fanboy of Fortnite, and I'm not a huge fanboy of Battle Royales, but I am impressed with Fortnite because they did put new features in. It's not just like, oh yeah, brand new season and battle pass. They actually improved graphics. They improved the hit detection system. They did a lot of different stuff. Rehauling graphics was probably the most surprising thing I saw them do. Probably the most surprising thing. But still a nice addition nonetheless. Their progression system's a little bit different now. But yeah, I just wanted to come on and make this little quick video about it. I still have to do the Joker review, but I kind of want like a decent amount of time where I'm awake and I don't slur my words because I'm tired as hell from my soccer game. But yeah, so we will be talking more about the Joker in the coming days, including a review. I just want to talk about it more than once. But yeah. Just wanted to talk about Fortnite a little bit. Like, I'm not a big Fortnite fan. I haven't played Fortnite since the beginning of season 10. Like, I'll play the beginning of each season, but then I'm done with it. Like, it's boring. The last time I think I was in-depthly in with Fortnite was before the monster event, during the wintertime, before Christmas, and before I got Red Dead 2. That was the last time I was really into Fortnite and playing it, like, on a constant basis. But yeah, you know, I'm kind of sad that the old map is gone. Like, it's really odd being on an unfamiliar map. Like, we've come to know Paradise Palms, Tilted Towers. Like, Tilted Towers! One thing I've yet to check is if you can actually go back to that old map. I know with Apex Legends right now, you have the old map that you can go back to and play on for a specific game mode. But I don't know if Fortnite, you can go back to the original map on creative mode. Or not. Not creative mode. No, maybe it is creative mode. Yeah, creative mode. I was thinking playground for some reason. But yeah, creative mode. Maybe you can go back to the old original island. If you can, dude, that'd be pretty awesome. Not gonna lie, but I don't know. That way you still have the nostalgia of what it used to be. Like, you could go to, like, you know, three different versions of that island if you wanted to. But yeah, I just want to do a little bit of a review on that. Even though I'm not a huge Fortnite fan, it still deserves some attention from me because they did do some major changes to the HUD, to the graphics, to get in-game gameplay. So I'm very happy that they decided to do something new. But yeah, so that's all I really have to say. I'll be playing Fortnite a little bit longer, be giving it maybe a little bit more of an in-depth review as time goes on. World War Z is doing some interesting stuff. As well with the World War Z pass and stuff, like, you know, there's a lot of stuff coming out for games update-wise. Call of Duty, Modern Warfare's around the corner. Dude, if only Doom was coming out next month still, we'd be having that to talk about too. But yeah, video gaming right now is looking very good for the wintertime. Like, we're looking at, you know, gaming companies out here just literally putting everything into their projects, like, before Call of Duty comes out, because we all know when Call of Duty comes out, no other game's really competing. Doom Eternal, if it were to launch side-by-side with Call of Duty, Doom Eternal could probably keep up with it. I wouldn't say it would beat Call of Duty sales-wise, because Call of Duty, dude, is a household name. Doom, not as much, but Doom is an impressive game. I can't wait for it to come out, even though it's pushed back till March. Right now, the gaming community has a lot to look forward to. But just wanted to give you guys a little bit of an update. Thank you very much for listening. And we will see you with the Joker review next.